Welcome to the Center for Christian Leadership broadcast. Together, we'll explore the crossroads of leadership and Christian living. I'm Dr. Stephen Smith, your host and fellow journeyer on this path that we're on to pursue a purposeful life. In each episode, we'll embark on a transformational journey that discusses the timeless principles of leadership that are grounded and firmly established in the wisdom of God's Word. So whether you're a seasoned leader seeking inspiration or someone navigating the challenges of everyday life, this broadcast will act as a compass for navigating the intricate dance between leadership excellence and light that models the greatest leader, Jesus Christ. Join me and our guests as we unpack profound insights, share inspiring stories, and embark on a quest to lead with purpose in every aspect of our lives. This is more than a broadcast, it's a community committed to elevating Christian leadership while embracing the transformational power of the principles God has established. So let's dive in together and discover the extraordinary potential that emerges when Christian leadership and Christian living converge.
Hi, welcome back to the show. My name is Stephen Smith, and I believe that I have a word from God for you today, and that word is strategic. Again, what we've been doing for the last 4 days is we've been looking at strategic planning and how we can change our lives and the way that we do things. And what we're going to do today, we're going to take a look at strategic planning and organizing our positive daily habits. What we want to do is we want to identify positive daily habits that we can do every single day that will help move us forward in a way that can help us succeed. You know, we've already looked at establishing our greatest why. We've already looked at identifying and eliminating negative thoughts in our lives. We've developed a plan to take us there. We're doing what no one else will do. And today what we're going to do, organize our positive daily habits. It'll be great because this is going to enable us to be able to start moving forward with this plan, to start changing our life. Hopefully these things have all made a difference in your life. I encourage you to go back, take a look at some of these other videos. I think that they might help you out as you move along, trying to do things that nobody else can do, trying to eliminate those negative thoughts, trying to establish what your greatest why is, and maybe even accomplishing the plan that you have decided to move forward with. Proverbs 16:3 tells us, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So I know that the first step that I've got to do, I'm going to commit my plans to Him. What we've done is we've taken a look at the life of Nehemiah and all the things that he did. He did some really fantastic things and he followed this process. We've looked at the ways that he's done all these five different elements and we'll see this all the way through the final step and how he was successful in what it is that he did. Now, what we want to do is we want to remember who the Lord is and that He's on our side. And we should constantly remind ourselves who God is, what He's done, and what He's willing to do for us. And in fact, we should remember that He's going to guard our families in difficult times. He's going to help us accomplish the things that we need to. Well, let me read you Nehemiah 4:14. It says, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Every single day, we need to have an attitude that we are going to succeed in the battles that we're faced with during the course of the day. If we're going to do things that nobody else is going to do, we're going to be faced with difficulties. We're going to be faced with trials. We need to identify what those things are, put our foot down, whip out our sword, and then start taking care of business the way that we should. Remember, you're a warrior in this attitude, and we got to make sure that we take this warrior to battle with us and that we're not curled up in the fetal position underneath the coffee table. And so what they did was they established this daily routine. Nehemiah had his guys out there. In fact, he told them this. From that day on, half of my men did the work while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and arrows. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. Sometimes we need to make sure that we're doing that. We need to have this same attitude that a warrior would have as we move forward to do these things. These daily habits that we have will help us to protect us against those attacks that we have. They'll also help prepare us for those things that we know that we want to do. So how are you guarding yourself during work, at home, at play? Are you keeping yourself off of social media? Are you keeping Facebook closed? Are you closing down all these things that are robbing you of your time and your effort and maybe changing the way that you're thinking at work or at home or during the day? What we want to do is get rid of all those things and make sure that we're not only guarding those things, but also guarding our minds and our hearts. So this is Nehemiah 7:3, and it says, I said to them, the gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut the doors and bar them. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their own posts and some near their own houses. What he was doing was he was establishing a daily routine, not only for himself, but also for his team, for the people of Jerusalem, for the people there daily. He was telling them every single day, this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep a guard on our gates. We're going to keep a guard to make sure that we are not invaded again and that nothing bad happens with these things. He wanted to make sure that these gates were closed, that they were guarded, and that they were locked. How are you guarding the gates in your life? How are you guarding your eyes? How are you guarding your ears? How are you guarding your minds as you go through these things? If you can identify these things, then you know that you're going to be able to be successful in stopping thoughts coming against you. You can stop people saying things about you. You can stop feeling different things. You're going to be able to accomplish those things more fully because you're not focused on all the distractions. People who are successful get rid of the distractions and are focused on the task at hand. You've got to be able to do that, and you do that by guarding your gates. So what else we also want to do is we want to make sure that we have these daily habits, right? And in fact, Jesus told us in the Lord's Prayer, he tells us to give us this day our daily bread. We ask God for our daily provision. We go through and we do this daily. We don't do this monthly. You don't stop and you say, okay, time to eat. It's Wednesday, the 30th of the month. It's time for us to eat. No, you get your daily meal every single day. And in fact, I encourage you to make a daily meal of getting into God's word. For Jesus himself said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Combining these two things together, we should be in the word of God every day. Make that a daily practice as well. So what does your daily bread look like? You know, as we go through and we say we need this daily bread and we need the word of God in us, Joshua gave us some really great advice. And in fact, Joshua was told some really great advice by the Lord. He said this, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you can be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. God gave Joshua the secret to success. He told him to meditate on the word of God both day and night. I'll tell you that since I started reading the Bible in the morning right after I get up, before I do anything, and right before I go to bed, before as the last thing that I do during the course of the day, those two things have changed the way that I've looked at life. And I encourage you that once you start doing those things, you're going to start seeing that you will be prosperous in everything that you set your hands to. You know, what does your time look like? And do you have enough time to be able to do that? Do you have enough time to get into the Word? Do you have the ability to be able to reschedule things so that you can focus on something specific in the morning, like God's Word, and something specific at night, like God's Word? If you're able to do those things, even as if it is just one Bible verse, it's going to make all the difference for you, I promise you. You know, we see this also. David wrote this in Psalms 1, 2, and 3, and it tells us, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither. They never prosper in all that they do. You know, you sit back and you say, wow, how does that person have the sustainment to be able to do the things that he's doing? How is he continuing to move on? How is he going out and doing these day after day after day after day? Well, maybe they're like these trees that are planted along the riverbank. They're drawing water from the river. They're constantly refreshed. They're constantly renewed. Their leaves are always there, and they're always fruitful. Your leaves should always be green, and they should always be fruitful. The only way that you can do that is to get into the Word of God. So how can you find ways to motivate yourself towards a daily Bible reading? Can you put it as an app on your phone so that at least you have your phone in your hand as the first thing in the morning? Or maybe you can just grab a paper Bible and start saying, you know what, this is what I pick up first. And this is the daily habit that I'm establishing. But you've got to do something to get this into your heart. You know, even in spite of the difficulties and the trials that we go through, we want to make sure that we're sticking to our daily traditions. And in fact, Daniel did this. He even got thrown in the lion's den for it, right? Daniel 6:10 tells us, but when Daniel learned what the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with the windows open towards Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. He never changed his daily Bible practices. He never changed his daily prayer practices. He never turned his back on God. He stayed focused on exactly what he was supposed to be doing. It ended up paying off for him. Well, not while he was in the lion's den, but actually, I guess it did, right? He ended up not dying in the lion's den. And in fact, the people that accused him of these things ended up dying in the lion's den. So what we want to do then is we want to make sure that in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the lion's den that you might think that you're in, stay true to the Word of God. It's going to help you out in every way that you can. How are you responding to the difficulties and the pressures in your life? You need to be doing the things that nobody else is doing. And this sets up that practice for you. So there are certain things that we can do. And in fact, Moses tells the people of Israel this. He tells them that you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to the commands that I'm giving you today. If I commit myself wholeheartedly to what it is that God gives me, and we saw this yesterday with Joshua and Caleb, that they were wholeheartedly committed to these things, then we know that there's no way that I can be stopped. We know that I'm going to accomplish exactly what it is that God gave to me. So what are you wholeheartedly committed to? Are you wholeheartedly committed to Facebook and YouTube and Instagram? Or are you wholeheartedly committed to serving the Lord and accomplishing the purposes that we've been working on for the past 5 days? You know, apply these things to your life and you're going to see these changes in your life. You know, the very next verse in Deuteronomy 6:7, it says, repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, and when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. I need to keep these commands, to keep these things that God has shown me constantly in front of me. Try putting a Bible screensaver on your phone, or maybe on your screen at work, or even at your screen at home. But if you can get these words back into you, and if you can get these posts all up and around you, then you know that you're going to be doing well. And you're going to be able to stay focused on what it is that you know God has called you to accomplish. So what new habits can you do every single day to establish these things in your life so that you can start doing these things that nobody else is doing? How do you establish these daily habits? And that's really what this particular study is all about. So what happened was that when a king was appointed in Israel, you know what his first responsibility was doing? He had to sit down and write out a copy of the law. And then he had to keep it with him every day. And then he had to read it every single day. You would think that if you're writing things down about the word every single day, if you're reading it, if you're studying it, if you're keeping it with you everywhere that you go, it's going to make a difference in your life. This is what the requirement was for every king and every leader of Israel. This is Deuteronomy 17:19. They must keep a copy with them and read it daily as long as they live. They will learn to fear the Lord his God by obeying all the terms of these instructions and decrees. In fact, this is what was told to Joshua when we just read that verse to us. We need to be doing the same exact thing. So we can mimic all these processes by journaling. So do you journal? What's your process for journaling? Do you just write it down on a receipt or a napkin that's there with you? Or do you have a book that's specifically committed to you journaling? I'll tell you that journaling can be very, very difficult for the first 30 days. Then the more that you do it, the easier that it's going to be. And I do encourage you to just write down, hey, what's my life verse for today, and what does it mean to me? You do that, it's going to make all the difference. I write down my daily and evening proclamations every morning and every evening before I go to bed. That way I'm getting my hand and eye coordination in line with what I'm saying and what I'm thinking. You can do the same thing by journaling, and I really do encourage you to do that. And that's what they were trying to get the leaders of Israel to do, and they told them that they needed to keep a copy of the law with them. You know, even Jesus had his own things that he wanted to do. He went out every morning, having risen long before daylight. He went out and departed to a solitary place and he prayed. He spent time with God. We kind of sort of need to spend time with God before we start anything. Jesus got up before the sun even rose. Jesus got up before everybody else. Jesus was doing things that nobody else was willing to do. How willing are you to do those things? What's the first thing that you're doing in the morning? Are you including God in that process? I encourage you to try it. It'll make all the difference for you. So what we want to do then is we want to make sure that we follow these processes. And if I establish these daily habits along with reading the Bible and doing all these things, if my daily bread is the Word of God, if I've got those things going for me, then what's going to happen is that I'm going to have a foundation that's strong. Jesus told us at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a rock. What's your house built on? So what we want to do is we want to follow Jesus' advice in Matthew 7:24. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. I got to listen to what Jesus tells me. I got to listen to what this word tells me. I got to build everything that I'm doing, including the plan that we're working on a solid foundation. Maybe the best foundation for that is the Word of God here. What teachings of Jesus can you implement into your life today? Maybe as a daily habit. Maybe it's something that you do, let's just try it once a week. But that once you start doing these things, it'll really help you to change your thought process. It'll change those things and you'll start doing things that nobody else is doing. And guess what happens? You end up getting results that nobody else gets. So this is what we want to do. And I encourage you to do this. This is a four-step process that'll help us to get our minds straight and to help us work towards getting these daily habits established in our lives. The first thing that we want to do is we want to take the time tomorrow to write down all the significant things that you're doing. In other words, if you go through your daily process and you keep a piece of paper with you, write down what you're doing and the time that you're doing it. You may find that you spend 3 hours on Facebook and only 1 hour at work. We probably want to change that around a little bit. So what we'll do is we'll be able to identify these blocks of time and we'll be able to reschedule those things. From that list, the next thing that we want to do is we want to identify the habits that are holding you back or robbing your time. Is it spending time on your phone? Is it sitting around the water cooler talking to people? Is it trying to figure out how the Cowboys can actually make it to the Super Bowl? I mean, these are all the different things that we should be doing, but if these are habits that are robbing you of your time, get rid of those things and start working on the daily habits that can actually make a difference in your lives. So if you remove a negative habit, and this is the third thing that we want to do, what we want to do is replace it with a good habit on the list that we want to establish. So look at your time block and see where you can remove those negative things and start putting in some positive things and reinforce that behavior with rewards or making a point of writing those things down so that you can remember that you've done them and you'll continue to do them every single day. The next thing you want to do is install these new habits and decide on a reward for the completion of that task. I want to instill these habits and I want to make sure that they're inserted into my life in the places that they make sense. You don't want to say, okay, this is my evening proclamation at 5 a.m. That's not quite the way that it's supposed to work. What we want to do is we want to make sure that we are at work when we're supposed to be at work, that we're working out when we're supposed to be working out, that we're eating lunch when we're supposed to be working out. When we're supposed to be eating lunch. So those are all the things that we can do to make sure that our lives and our minds are focused on what it is that God has for us. In the meantime, what we want to do is establish these daily habits every single day, and that will enable us to be able to be those miracles going someplace to happen. I want to thank you for joining us today, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube, or if you're watching us online, any one of the social media outlets. I really do encourage you that today we believed that we've gazed through the lens of our Christian faith, discovering a special word from God that's met your special needs. As we reflect on these principles today, let's remember that our ultimate example is Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve others. May his selfless love and sacrificial leadership inspire and guide us in our own leadership journeys. We want to encourage you and make sure that you're subscribing to these videos. Also, don't forget to share them. Hit the notification bell. If you're watching this on any one of the social media outlets, I encourage you, pass this on to others so that they can find inspiration as well through their path towards their servant leadership roles as well. Let's build this community of leaders dedicated to following in the footsteps of our servant-hearted Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, I wanted to thank you for being a part of this broadcast. Until our next episode, I encourage you to go forth in the spirit of servant leadership, guided by the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and blessings to you on your journey and in every step that you take.